Blog Talk Radio.
Another strangers, it's your host Shanella Beretta L, and I'm in talk radio, This is where we speak about the metaphysical, the mysteries of the planet, and how they relate to us on a whole, on an individual level, our biochemistry. On a previous episode, I was speaking about the Diamond Phenomenon Toronto, and it's so crazy how time flies. I just started this section of Diamond Dreams 13 last year, the Diamond Phenomenon, and it's been a wild journey, but the Diamond Phenomenon continues because ever we speak about spiritual warfare mainly, and the weapons of spiritual warfare are here among us, and things that they don't teach us in school, but we need to be aware of, and also giving you keys to yourself to unlock doors that you never knew existed. Today on Diamond Talk, it's still the summer solstice, 2019, Gregorian time, Gregorian calendar, and the real 2012 is next year, 2020. My people and I celebrate New Year's on September 11th, Ethiopian calendar. And it's a Diamond Phenomenon Bahamas after Toronto because now we're starting to get the process going and we're able to retrace our footsteps and see how far we've come. And we know where our foundation is and who's standing with us and who's standing against us. Again, this world has a terminology, has many terminologies that are very illusional. And friendship is one of them, unfortunately to say. Although Diamond Dreams and Diamond Talk Radio News, we do understand, overstand, and understand that there is a concept right now of ships, the different ships, and we have people on, we have supporters, and we have people on the other side. That's all there is, the disagreeable ones and the agreeable ones. So today, if you checked out the last two episodes, starting on the summer solstice, June 21st, 2019. It was a beautiful day. It was a great show. We did a show on the 22nd. It was amazing as well. The first show on the 21st was outside. And you could hear the birds, among other things. But it was beautiful. The sun was beautiful. The sun was amazing, is amazing, was amazing today. It's setting right now. And on the 22nd, we did a show, and today we're doing a show. The first two shows on 21st and 22nd were just basically touching on the Diamond Phenomenon Toronto at the Knowledge Bookstore in Canada. It's a very, very long it's a very long speech or seminar, and a lot of information, a lot of different segments that we didn't get to cover fully. So, popular demand, finish off the whole Diamond Phenomenon on the final part now, and then we're going to go into the Diamond Phenomenon Bahamas and how we progressed from Toronto till the Bahamas. And we're also going to follow up with that with the Diamond Phenomenon Miami and the Diamond Phenomenon Detroit. We already set foot on the ley lines in Bahamas, Miami, and Detroit. And we're going to get deep into that for the Diamond Phenomenon Detroit, which will be in the next couple episodes. We're just going to close off Toronto. We're going to talk about Bahamas. We're going to get into Miami, and then we're going to get deep into Detroit. Okay? So, again, it's your host, Chanella Beretta L., And the website is diamondsareforever.ca. Become a private member. You get amazing prices on holistic supplements, organic, well-crafted teas, raw, full with all of its nutrients and minerals, and basically anything you want to work on, anything you feel like you need to treat or to cure, there's a herb for that. Herbs are the healing of the nation. And you can check out diamondsareforever.ca for teas as low as $2. So become a private member today. Also, Mind, Body, and Soul. The teas for the soul and spirit make you feel good inside. We have a literature, spiritual literature, 2 publications, Pre-Order Heaven, which is a spiritual journey throughout the planet, and Misunderstood, that outlines old news on the state of our economy and where we're coming from in history and health and beauty and so forth, just food for the soul. And we also have organic hemp, organic cotton in the shop, diamondsareforever.ca, for your clothes, because we know how important it is for what you put on your skin, especially if you are a natural being, completely detoxed, parasite free, and you're very sensitive to energies. You will feel the difference wearing organic cotton. Our clothing line at Diamond Dreams 13, diamondsareforever.ca. So now we're going to finish off the Diamond Phenomenon Toronto. And where we left off, we were speaking about carbon monoxide and blood function. And the very last sentence in the last bit of that section, I was saying that carbon monoxide is produced naturally during a normal cell function within our bodies, everyone's. And the function is a fuel burning device process. And especially the melanin rich, we have a fuel burning device within us. It's a solar plexus, and we should definitely know more about this for ourselves and how we function and how it relates to the sun and everything else around us, especially activating our light body and our diamond crystal form. So the next section is nation building. In order to build a solid nation, everyone must be on the same frequency. And this is what I spoke about at the Diamond Phenomenon in Miami. It's not going to work, because first and foremost, everyone needs to be on the same vibration. If we're not on the same frequency, if we're not on the same vibration, there's no point. There is levels to this. There must be an establishment of order. Established order. Without order, everything falls apart. So there always has to be order. Law. Bringing physical world together. And that's what the diamond is. In James 13, we elaborate on what our business, our empire, our dynasty really stands for. It's strong. It's solid. Our roots are strong. The pyramids are still here. We have pyramids under the water. We have pyramids underground. We have pyramids that a lot of people don't even know about, even in Alaska and other places, under the snow and all that. So we're standing strong, and our elders left, our ancestors left information for us. So those are still on the pyramids. There's information all around the planet indicating the signs of the times and what we need to do in order to get out of here. And law is definitely number one. If you do not know law and order, you will not accomplish anything. There is universal law, there's natural law, and bringing the physical world and the spiritual world together is the diamond, two diamonds joined at the base. And when you look at the hexagon, I was speaking about that hexagon earlier and how water and structured water and our DNA and all of that. If you check out the previous episode, I was talking about hexagons and how they relate to us diamond beings. And that's what the hexagon is as well. Two diamonds join at the base, bring the spiritual world and the physical world together. Four, self-mastery. Come on, think about it. Why else would you be here? We're spiritual beings. We're multidimensional beings, but yet we're here in this physical realm. So we definitely need to get to know ourselves and heal ourselves in order to make it out of here. This is graduation. It's the end of the solar system. It's time to graduate and get out of here. I'm going to go over some very important points. The first level is to know who you are by taking on your legal allodial name, which is a rightful ownership of self. Then add the appellation. Bay is to obey. You must be obey before you anything else. Obey law of heaven and earth, 616. Laws of 42. Laws. Obey law of heaven and earth, 616 laws or 42 laws of Mayat. L is electricity, making moves in the physical realm, on the planet, in the spiritual realm, in your dreams. L is electricity, making moves, aligning heaven and earth. Child of Elohim. Day, L, and Ali. One cannot be an Ali unless appointed. So all these appellations, Moorish appellations, are passed down from our forefathers, and we must take on the names in order to be free. We are not children of the state. We are not property of the state. And right now, underneath all these conditions, that's what you're considered. That's what you are considered unless you awaken and take your proper form, which is your natural form, which is being a child of. And you cannot get your birthrights unless you are. You cannot be free until you are a child of the Most High Divine, and not state property. System. For 13 years or over 13 years, and on every single level, criminal, civil. Traffic law, and I know a little bit about everything. I remember when the system gave me a lawyer for cross-examination because I was representing myself. So the system gave me a lawyer to represent me, even though I was representing myself, just for the purpose of cross-examination on the other side. And because I was representing myself, I proclaimed who I was, and the lawyer that was given to me by the system, a minion of the Queen of Elizabeth, told me I was confused. But he's confused, and so is the system, and it's evident within how the world's operating, because it's not getting better, it's getting worse, crashing. As well, if you, I don't know if you heard, or if you're in any type of litigation within the court systems, you know that it's backing up. The court is backing up, and if it gets backed up too much, that's when things are gonna crash, and that's what's about to happen. I think we're about to come upon a huge realization in 2022. And I was just, the only thing I was confused was why would why would he tell me that I'm confused when it's clear that not even the officers of the planet, the Queen's minions, not even they know law. Now we have brothers stepping up and putting cops on the spot because you can't go around breaking the law. Sooner or later, someone's going to put you in your place. And, you know, they do know, but they're not bringing up to the forefront and admitting that who the mothers and fathers civilization is. Because the system, they do not operate like they know, even though they do. And for the system to look at us as if we are confused, yet they're on foreign soil, they are not naturalized here. And they have people trapped in this system built on lies and sorcery, in jail for no reason, innocent people going to jail, innocent young men and women killed, babies, injustice for hundreds and hundreds of years. I say today, the return of the ancients are among us. We feel the Most High is near. L is the Cosmo Lawgiver, legislative branch. Bay is governors of land that enforce laws with Elohim, executive branch. Legal Elodio, you are land. Every mineral on the planet, you are earth, land, and sovereign by birth right. The true inheritors of this planet are the Moors, children of the Most High, the Elohim. You cannot claim nothing if you are not a Moor, child of the Most High. Jurisdiction in law cannot proceed with a matter if they do not have jurisdiction over you. And once you know this, in and out, and overall example of who you are, you cannot be touched. The more you know about something, the better you can do within it, right? Applying knowledge is power. Applying knowledge is power. Righteousness is an obligation to prove you are the original bloodline or drafted into the family. You have to know how to govern yourself. You have to govern yourself. If you do not have self-governance, you can't have wild people out here manifesting crazy ass stuff. You have to be right in the head. Royal, Godhead, God body. So through righteousness, you prove. Your blood is sacred. That's why you don't need to tell people who you are. When they see you, they will know who you are. Child of Elohim, Most High, Divine Creator. Article 3, Judge. Xrel, as defined in the legal dictionary, means upon being related or upon information. Used in a title of a legal proceeding on the instigation of a private person. Nothing can be done to you without your consent. You need to understand and overstand this. We come into agreement with foreign entities unconsciously. Everything needs to be assessed, examined, inspected for entrapment. As a national, a private person is subjected to federal law, which is the supreme law of the land, and not to foreign policies. White and black is status in law, not a race. Ethiopian and Moors, descendants of the ancient Moabites, was the term used to describe so-called blacks until the 1500s. We are not an adjective. We are a verb. This is their functional venue. The language of silence. Wait for the window and walk out. And I've been saying this a lot lately. Nothing is infinitely definite. Saying that a lot lately, and it's so interesting in this world. No matter what situation you're in, you can make it out. You can go wherever you want. It's all about waiting for that moment, because it'll come around. You just have to be patient and recognize it. Nothing is infinitely definite. Because you can go 0 to 100 real quick. Just like how things can go down real quick, things can go up and be good, all good, real quick. For Diamond Talk, it's all about the good news. You have to know who you are with all your mind and all your soul. I cannot exaggerate this enough. Process status. Only ward of the state can be adjudicated by foreign policies unless a true crime has been committed, a hurt person or damaged property, for example, violation of treaties, Article 6 of the Constitution, K laws of the land. And need your status for the record. In order to be in your proper persona, you must be a Moor. You cannot be sovereign here. Must be a Moor to have a license to practice law. The only one that can issue law are ones that are in their sovereign capacity. Members of the corporation who are wards of the state, codes and policies belong to those citizens, do not apply to private children of Elohim. And if you just read Article 13 of the Constitution, United States Constitution, the information is all there. I'll be going into it more deeply, but in private, diamondsareforever.ca. But get into your proper persona and realize that you are naturalized here. And the whole planet is of the mothers and fathers of civilization, original beings. The only one that can issue law are ones that are of sovereign capacity. Members of the corporation who are wards of the state, codes and policies belong to those citizens and do not apply to private children. Elohim. I'm a member of the Moorish Empire, not of a corporate ward of state. Status indicates what law you are here to get justice. Without status, there is no jurisdiction. Proof of delegation of authority. Who are you? Who gave you authority to be here? Where is your proof of naturalization in my land? These are the types of questions we need to be asking these prosecutors, crown attorneys, these judges. They know who we are. Nothing they could say to hold us in default, because this is on the record in Parliament. It's already here in stone. Now it's up to you to know who you are and to move out with it.
study treaties. Treaties is the actual law of the land signed by the Emperor of Morocco, the oldest treaties in the world. That's the first treaty that the American and United States recognized. If you go back, Barack Obama admitted it. There's videos, there's a lot of information. There's information in Parliament that the treaties of Morocco is the first treaties that they recognize to even bring America into actualization, United States of America into actualization, to do business over here, these foreign entities, based on the Treaty of Morocco. The oldest treaty in the world. Treaty protects the heirs to the Moroccan Empire. The court is a corporation, and we are not a slave to it. Elder said that we must get biblical codes of affidavit and make sure to give it to new jobs, banks, homes, then sue them if they're not UN. 913. I am not under martial law. I am dealing with commerce. I'm not in a pro se status. Codes and policies can be changed at any time and are not laws. The only ones that can make laws are those in sovereign capacity. You need to prove who you are, which means it proves you competent of presenting yourself. Easier to have a camel fit through the eye of a needle into heaven than for a rich man to get into heaven. You must enter into the eye of the pineal with pine needle. A man can't raise no higher than the woman. When the queens rise, the kings rise as well. Women must be redeemed by redeeming herself, healing the womb and reconnecting with nature's sacred heart. Men reigning history changed the she to he. God is the abbreviation of goddess, priestess to priest, etc. Now that I'm healing and activating, there's only journey. Because I am literally out of sync with this system, world affairs. I can feel the information in food and the energy I come in contact with, either emerging with me or sucking my energy. The next topic is the heart. Truth comes from the heart, not from outside of you. Detoxing has to be done with the heart. If your heart isn't in it, it's not going to work. You are creating life. How do you expect to create life if you're not fully in it? As within, so without. This is the bloodline going through the heart. The ley lines going through the earth are the energy grids. As the bloodlines going through our heart is our life force. When we are one with the earth, these lines coexist with one another. Keep ourselves become aware of the higher frequencies available to us, like telepathy. This doesn't have to do with mainly eating healthy, but our heart. About 100 times stronger electrically and 5,000 times stronger magnetically than our brain. We are electromagnetic. We are magnetic. Whatever we think, we attract, whether we want it or not. The demons claiming royalty but got no bloodline pumping through their heart. That You must cleanse the essential material that in life acts as a conductor. We are walking receptors. To be a good scientist, you have to use your heart because that's where the information comes first. This is a quote by Nassim Taleb. If the brain is a radio, then the heart is turning the radio to the frequency of your choice. Take that in. The brain is the radio and the heart is the dial. The unk is universal, known as many things. For me, the key of life and my anchor, meaning my body of water, my body of life, keeping me grounded to everything my soul knows. Regardless of the unk means life and representing the womb, the mother, the fallopian tubes, the children, the father. Evolution, the process different kinds of living organisms are thought to have developed and diversified from earlier forms during the history of Earth. The unk is also known to direct and conduct electricity from the compass of life. It's considered a compass of life, and it was to conduct and direct it. Because life force came in the copper circle and produced a map. We follow life force. That's how we navigate. And land and the seas. That's how we navigate the land and the seas. I'm the ancient. The ancients knew we never die. The Book of the Dead is New Age trickery. It was never the Book of the Dead. It was the Book of Life. This is where the key of life comes in. Because whoever knew themselves will find heaven. The sun is within us. We walk towards the sun and grow upwards towards the sun. Unk, the anchor. Body of water. Body of life. If you guys want to take a look at the really cool pictures I had for this PowerPoint for the Diamond Phenomenon Toronto, you're welcome to go subscribe to Divine Diamond on YouTube and check out my journey, my diamond journey throughout the planets and places I've been to so far. And also, Phenomenon Toronto, the great PowerPoint with the wonderful images with more information within it. We need to push work, and I'm on it. I'm on it every day, every single chance I get. When I'm at work, when I'm out there in the world, when I'm out in the matrix, no matter what I do, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. I'm always pushing knowledge. It's a part of me. I'm committed. It's really in my blood. So I could be doing something completely contradicting, but when I open my mouth, I mean it. detoxing, all this stuff I say and everything I feel, what's going on in the planet. You can't deny what I'm saying is real. Again, it's vibration, it's frequency. Language a lot of times, compared to the standard society, very metaphysical. Even my own mother tells me to speak English, proper English. She wants to have a normal conversation with me, but I can't help it. My waters are deep. And if you ask me, you're going to drown, or you're just going to have to get out of my waters, but I have a love for everybody striving for the truth. So I drop my frequency a lot, too, to be around certain people, hoping. Hope, that's all we have, right? The puzzle pieces, environment, vibration, consumption. Get back to nature, law and order, the heart, the phenomenon. Conclusion. The objective result of this diamond phenomenon is to build a whole new world, aligning heaven and earth. We need an environment for our own. In nature, surrounded by plants, fruits, and vegetation, where the sun is shining all year round, to build and maintain our vibration. The electron transport chain is pigment. All life revolves around pigment. Life is the basis of life and longevity. If we are not getting light, we will always get sick, regardless of how good our diet is. It depends on our lifestyle and how active we are that determines. The basis of our health. I am building. I've been building. I've always, in 2010, I started writing Misunderstood. I've always been building, and I actually manifested Diamond Dreams 13 from the age of 10 years old when in school they told me to draw where I see myself in 2020. I had flying cars in the background. I had my huge diamond dreams building behind me and in front of it. And I just knew I wanted to be self-sufficient. And in 2009, when I woke up and I wrote the magazine, my first publication in 2010, I never knew what I was really building, but I knew I was building towards something. And when I first detoxed, parasite cleansed in 2013, 2014, I was like, there needs to be a change. And so I started changing myself, metamorphosis at its finest, is what my partner said. So Diamond Dreams 13 is aligning heaven and earth. DiamondsAreForever.ca is bringing up the diamond in every individual that we can. So again, we need to be where the sun is shining to build and maintain our vibration. The electron transport chain is pigment. Our life force revolves around pigment. Light is the basis of our life, etc. I am building a private resort. And you can see the link to the GoFundMe. Diamond Dreams 13 Holistic Retreat Resort. Go ahead and make a donation. Anything helps. We're building towards a whole new world, heaven on earth, where we can maintain our vibration by customizing our environment of high frequency, very high frequency. and the problem is in this world, we are surrounded by a lot of low vibrations, are low vibrational, so it's easy for us to be distracted and to fall out of our higher self and to be led astray and to get sucked into the matrix. So this private retreat resort is for private members, private beings, children of the Most High, high frequency beings, where we don't have any distractions and we can absorb positive energy, natural energy, good energy, and not, and we don't have to worry about human stuff. We could be ourselves without any worries of the. So, our resort is set our people away from the dead. Clean and dirty doesn't mix. We start by getting back to self, knowing thyself, healing thyself. People need a high requirement of light as a nutrient. Habitat is everything when it comes to our living system. Magnesium is the core of chlorophyll. We need plants, magnesium, and electrons to strengthen our body's magnetic field. Iron is in the center of our blood cells. The lighter you are, the more iron you need. Copper and zinc stops oxidization. Fortify the iron with zinc. And we have a little bit left here. I'm thinking that we should take a little break. Have you download and absorb all the information I've put out so far. And if you have any questions, if you have anything to add, feel free to call in. This is an international radio wave, and I am a frequency, so tune in, immerse the shift. I'd love to hear from you. Right now, we're going to go into another song, and I hope you guys enjoy. We'll be back in a moment with the rest of the Diamond Phenomenon Toronto.
Trying to keep your head up to the sky. tears. Go ahead, release your fears. My, oh my,
it is possible to attain a body vibration high enough to reverse aging and even to stop the body from dying. Why do we die? Because of oxygen, the way the ancient alchemists have. This is why we can't keep these bodies going forever. 3 years. All the cells in your body replace itself, depending on how active you are. You are never older than 3 years. Histones overwhelm chemicals. Histones can't relate info to the DNA. DNA relating incomplete info to RNA. Equals structural in all muscles like heart and the liver because the heart and liver are muscles. Hydrogen. Hydrogen is too light to stay in our atmosphere, unbound to another element. Hydrogen is unbound to oxygen. That's how stars last so long. The study of stars is the secret to our very own existence. Every green tree are loaded with palladium. This is why they stay green all year long. The evergreen trees, pine needle trees. Palladium is used for medical purposes for potency. Palladium stores more hydrogen than anything else. Group metal mineral. Palladium group metals that facilitates thought and light transmission in the brain. Melatonin. Melatonin puts you to sleep to repair mitochondria. If pineal not functioning well, our mitochondria will be damaged. Every time you work out, you produce more mitochondria, and it needs to maintain. Mitochondria is our self-replicating organelles that occur in the shapes and sizes in cytoplasm of all eukaryotic cells. Mitochondria is important. The more efficient it runs, the more melanin your body produces. Everything we eat,
body should have a steady amount of electrons to produce a steady amount of structured water in the body. We need to give ourselves enough time instead of looking for a quick fix of modern medicine. The body knows how to heal itself. And by the way, you need to be melanin-rich in space. Astronauts take melatonin shots before going out in space. I believe that was a topic I spoke for maybe earlier in this phenomenon, but also in Misunderstood, the paperback magazine, forever.ca. So everybody's bodies work different. We are not all different ways to process the minerals and enzymes to break them down. Some of us are more advanced than others. We need to catch up. What's best for me may not be best for you. Study your body and what works for you. This will require you to push your body. Blood is going to make your tissues and organs new as well. Takes 4 months before your blood reflects your diet. Blood before you fix anything else. We eat for the structure, integrity of our body, and the energetic integrity of our body. Turning base metals into gold. Serious facts. Magnesium is the core of chlorophyll. We need magnesium to strengthen build and activate our light body. The coming of the second sun, the coming of the 13th sun, 13th heavens. The second sun's magnetic field is going to pull up what's magnetic. That's why you must raise your magnetic field. Never die. It's either trapped or formed from one thing to another. This is the last section. I'm on Toronto. Yay, we got through every single thing. And this is actually a celebration because I was so happy last year for my champagne to really pop open this information. But this is just the beginning, and I didn't get to finish all of it. I got most of it on video on Divine Diamond YouTube channel for the Divine Diamond Phenomenon Canada. And I feel a sense of an accomplishment. I don't care who's listening. The ones who are meant to receive it will get it and will find it. And we're in the last paragraph. The phenomenon. Are we not in the time of revelation? Food and water is poisoned. It seems we're killing ourselves mentally, spiritually, and physically, wasting our energy. Currency, because our energy with no real results, just repeating history, going in circles 1 to 12, instead of getting out at 13. Well, I have good news. We are limitless beings, and we can live forever because energy does. It's either transformed or trapped and recycled. The golden ones, aka the diamond beings, enter into the sacred heart, which is inner earth, inside of yourself, through the eye, which is the door known as the soul. This is why it's the number one target to keep calcified by fluoride, which Nazis gave to the Jews in concentration camps so they were easier controlled. Look it up, do your research, and analyze history, because you've been lied to. Do not give your children fluoride. Avoid it at all costs. And when it comes down to this holistic private resort, it's a community. We're building nations through commerce. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what culture you are, what religion you are, because I'm a Moor. I am everything. I am all religions. I am all cultures. I am all people come from me, and I can relate to them in the most divine way, because all truth came from one. And having a natural way things is what we are building within this private resort. And that means people working in every section. There's so much work to be done as far as first when we heal ourselves, that really covers everything. But on our way there, there's holistic dentists, holistic doctors, builders, gardeners, many things, and different types of artists that we need or that we want to bring everything back into divine union. And I have good news. We are limitless beings and we can live forever. Because energy doesn't die, it's either transformed or trapped and recycled. The golden ones, aka the diamond beings, enter the sacred heart. The number one target, the pineal gland. Protect at all costs. Cleanse it at all costs. Protect your babies and avoid fluoride. I was actually at the dentist not too long ago, brought my daughter there, and they are constantly pushing this fluoride, trying to convince us it's good for us. And this is one of the reasons why I seeked out a holistic doctor so we can have alternatives to fluoride. So just be careful. There's something out there for everybody. Just don't give up, because getting back to nature is the goal. Diamond phenomenon. Why do you think children are so free and imaginative? They aren't calcified. As above, so below. As within, so without. It's a phenomenon, emerging with the shift. I look forward to meeting you inside. 13 Love Family, End of the Diamond Phenomenon, Toronto, Pre-Order Heaven. It's a novel by Miss Diamond J. Chanel. It's a spiritual journey throughout the planet, Princess on the Ley Lines. Pre-order that copy today, Diamonds Are Forever at Live. Become a private member. DiamondsAreForever.ca, or you could pre-order magazine Misunderstood in Heaven at DiamondDreamsAtLife.ca, or at the website, on the website. We have teas right now for June special, as well as $2, so check that out. And that's in Toronto. So we went to the Diamonds Are Forever, Diamond Dream 13, went to the Bahamas in December for Gregorian New Year. And it was a good winter solstice. My partner and I went to the Bahamas. We were able to start the process for the retreat, the Diamond Phenomenon Resort, and a holistic retreat. I gave him some codes for
the LLC. It's an American thing. I'm over here in Canada, but as within, so without, as below, as above, so below, things always take a turn. Detroit left America for freedom in Canada, and right now there's a lot of information in Detroit that I'm surface, and that's going to be on the next couple episodes. The Diamond coming up very soon, next month. Gonna close Bahamas, get into Miami, and then speak about the Diamond Phenomenon. Detroit. So we started the whole process there, giving some keys to the LLC. Now we're officially, and we mapped out the whole process, how we're going to start going about things, and a lot of information is going to be in private from now on. DiamondsAreForever.ca for private members only. We did our morning retreat walks that were helping us sustain that pigment transport chain. And we also are getting natural resources, and we're starting up our cultivation of organic hemp and organic cotton. And it's about that time in Canada where I, Chanel Alberta L, starting the garden again. If you follow me on Instagram, DiamondDreams13, I have pictures of my garden from last year that I harvested for the first time. And we are now starting to build the queendom, the empire, the dynasty. And this is just building all for those that are on the same vibration. So make a donation of any amount to the GoFundMe. The front page of podcast, Summer Solstice 2019, The Diamond Phenomenon, Bahamas. Okay, family, we're about to close this up. The phenomenon in the Bahamas was a test run and accomplished, thankfully, and we now know what to expect when it comes down to retreating from enemy forces and the healing process. And it's healing is not, and it's required for you to be in solitude for a while. Because when you're healing, everything emerges to the surface. So you definitely need solitude for a good while until you burn up on them like a phoenix, and you shed that old skin and you become a new being. So that's my input for the Diamond Phenomenon Bahamas. Hope you guys enjoyed this show today on June 23rd, 2019, and there's so much more to come. Keep the news and be aware of your surroundings, because we are under invasion by the disagreeable ones. Peace and love and protection, family. 13 love. Until next time on Diamond Talk Radio, it's your host, Chanella Beretta L., Diamond Dreams 13, Miss Diamond Dreams herself, diamondsareforever.ca.